New images from Russia's defense ministry of the continued evacuation of Kherson. Ukraine calls it a forced deportation. On Friday, for the first time in public, the Russian president added his voice to the existing orders to leave.
Those living in Kherson should be removed from the zone of the most dangerous actions, because the civilian population should not suffer from the shelling, from the offensives, counter-offensives, or any other actions connected to the military activities.
President Putin was marking Russia's Unity Day, but from one of Russia's civilian administrators in Kherson, there was scant unity in the messaging. First, he announced a 24-hour curfew, he said, to allow the military to clear the city of Nazis, before deleting the video and replacing it with this one.
In Kherson, the fight continues against the insurgency and the Nazi collaborators. There is no limitation in Kherson that restricts the life of the city.
The same official on Thursday talked of a likely Russian military withdrawal from the city, only to backtrack on that statement too, saying that he hoped it would not happen. It all adds to the intense confusion about the real situation inside Kherson. For all the talk of a Russian withdrawal, Ukrainian soldiers north of the city expect to have to fight for it. The culmination of a counteroffensive launched in August.
Using such the tactic just to mislead us, make such signs that they are leaving, but they waiting for us to start some actions.
But Ukraine's defense minister is sounding more optimistic about a Russian retreat, or in his sarcastic phrasing, an act of goodwill.
I think that potentially they are ready for another act of goodwill regarding the left bank of the Dnipro River, just in the area of the city of Kherson. But for this, they will still have to lose some of their potential, thanks to the corresponding actions of our armed forces.
In Moscow, President Putin accused the West once again of creating in Ukraine an anti-Russia, making conflict with what he called its Nazis inevitable. The more pressing question now is how the coming conflict for Kherson will play out. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.